Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. The Catechism teaches that the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus to us, prepares us to receive him, and forms him in our soul. And the Holy Spirit does this always through Mary. So just as the Spirit formed Christ in Mary at the Annunciation and descended again at Pentecost, he continues to form Christ in us through her. This is how God works. St. Louis de Montfort wrote that it was with her, in her, and of her that God produced his masterpiece, Jesus Christ, and that he will follow this pattern until the end of time. The more the Spirit finds Mary in his soul, the more completely Christ will be formed there. And St. Maximilian Kolbe confirmed this when he said, "The union between Mary and the Holy Spirit is so perfect that the Holy Spirit works only through the Immaculata." To be filled with Christ, then, we must belong entirely to Mary. But what prevents us from belonging entirely to Mary and through her to God? Well, every one of us has two or three created or earthly things we actually want or love more than God. What prevents us from belonging entirely to God? Our disordered attachments. Those created things we love as much or more than God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. I'll speak only for myself. If I'm honest, there are still things I love more than God. How do I know? Because I always have God. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, unless I choose to sin. But when one of the few things I'm deeply attached to is threatened or taken away, I panic. I get overly angry. I grieve as if I've lost everything, even though I still have God. And that reaction reveals the truth. Something else has taken up space in my soul that belongs to Him. It fills my desires as much or more than God does. Now, St. John of the Cross would say that my root problem is disordered attachments, loving created things in a way that blocks our union with God. John of the Cross gives us a vivid image. He writes, "It makes little difference whether a bird is tied by a thin thread or by a cord. Even if it is tied by just a thread, the bird will be held bound just as surely. This is the lot of those who are attached to something. So even a small attachment can hold a soul back from flight. But when the soul is purified of these attachments, when it wants God above all else, then it's free. Then we will possess God fully and be perfectly happy and at peace." Now, true detachment is not loving God and hating everything else. It is ordered love, loving lesser things less and loving the greatest thing more. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Consider the first Christmas. Why was Jesus not born in the inn? Because it was full. Why was he born in the cave? Because it was empty. This is the essence of detachment. To be filled with God, we must first be emptied. Emptied of our disordered attachments to created things. John of the Cross writes, "The immense blessings of God can only enter and fit into an empty and solitary heart." Disordered desires crowd God out. Only when we long for Him above everything will our soul be made spacious enough to be filled with God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. John of the Cross tells us that we need two things to be emptied of our disordered attachments. Active purification and a passive purification. The active purification takes place by receiving Jesus as often as we can in the Eucharist, and by at least monthly confession, aided by a daily examination of conscience. And then we need daily meditation and a resolution, but also removing all of the near occasions of sin from our lives. And finally, just a commitment to our daily duties, especially the hidden, humble ones. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. The second way to make room for God is by the passive purification. When something happens in your life that you didn't choose, you don't like, and you can't change, that's when we are invited by God to accept it with trust. For this is the way God is trying to break in and carve out more space in your soul for himself. So accept it. Surrender to God. Let him do what he wants to do, and don't resist him. This is where God, by heavy trials, particularly interior ones, perfects and completes what the soul has begun on its own, but cannot complete on its own. That's why it's passive, but not inactive. Because we cooperate by faith, by trust, by acceptance, and by love, rather than resisting him. St. Maximilian Kolbe taught that the surest remedy for disordered attachments is not by fixating on ourselves, but by total consecration to Mary. To this end, Colby writes, "Do you want her to come often to visit you? Do you want her to dwell permanently in your soul? Do you desire that she alone may direct your thoughts, take possession of all your heart? Do you wish to live entirely for her? If you really desire all this, open your heart completely before her and give yourself to her without reserve and forever, even if only with the yearning of your soul. Have you ever thought what becomes of you when it is no longer you who acts, but she herself who loves God and men in you and through you? Are you aware of the fact that, in such a case, your actions are measured in proportion to her dignity, that in her hands they become pure, without blemish, just as she is entirely pure and immaculate? Could you desire anything more?" Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
What were your thoughts with that meditation, Teresa? I know you like that John of the Cross quote.
It's my favorite quote. Maybe just of all the quotes, it's my favorite quote. It's so well stated. Because it kind of embodies something that I'm realizing more and more, that the way I operate is completely contrary to the actual path to sanctity.
What do you mean?
When I want to get something done, I get really controlling, and I think, how can I control every element of this situation. How can I predict everyone's movements and think about every single word that I'm going to say and then say the perfect thing? And it's this desperate need for control. And really, it's this crazy level of attachment to every outcome and a crazy lack of trust where I'm trying to hold every thread at the same time. And I feel like I can keep them all in order. And if I just keep them all straight, nothing gets tangled. Everything will work out perfectly.
Yeah.
But really, I'm the one tangled up in all the thread.
Yeah, that's a great...
And sanctity, especially as John of the Cross talks about it, it's actually less of a rigorous, panicked obsession with getting everything done all the time, all this energy that you put into it. It's actually more of a sitting back, letting go, being at peace, thinking about a lot of things less, actually. It's like I always think of the... Isn't what the definition of like real humility isn't thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less? It's kind of true across the board when it comes to detachment.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean getting rid of everything, but we just don't have to be so obsessive and controlling and grip everything so tightly.
Yeah. You know, it's this wonderful balance of pray, use your brain, think, make a plan. Take action, do what you can, but then let it go.
And know that there has to be room for surprise and mystery. You're not, in this life, you're probably not going to fully come to understand all the mysteries of God, no matter how much you strive at theology, but we feel like we can't be good until we get all that stuff done.
Yeah. It really, to be led by the Holy Spirit, to be filled with God, it's really to trust that it's this dance, these two partners, us and God. Do what you can, and then trust that providence is going to take care of everything else.
Mm-hmm. It really is like a dance because you can't do nothing. From the female perspective of you're likely not going to be leading in a dance. You can't quite literally just be a rag doll. Even the best dancer can't quite literally carry you and make you dance. But you also can't do everything because you have to be fluid and you have to be led and you have to go with your partner.
Yeah. I think the most important point is just to keep remembering God's providence is watching over, taking care of everything. So just freely do the best you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Know that God's going to take care of everything else.
Yeah.
But just, that
and enjoy it.
But that's what enables you to enjoy the action.
Mm-hmm.
You're free to act and you can enjoy it because no matter what, providence is going to work it out.
Yeah. Could you imagine someone actually trying to not only control themselves completely in a dance, but their partner? Because that's not really called dancing anymore. That's wrestling.
Yeah.
I'm going to completely control myself and you. Yeah. And we're just fighting now.
Yeah. Stop wrestling.
Start dancing.
Start dancing. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.